court, a session judge had no pity for the poor. So little Charlotte Kimpton felt the vengeance of the law. But as she was taken down and another took her place, I saw a smile of triumph as it passed across her face. Yes, I saw a smile of triumph as it passed across her face. That night I checked the convicts as they settled for the night, and I asked wee Charlotte Kimpton for the cause of her delight. Oh, sir, she says, you cannot mind, but this is what I plan, to get myself transported to Far Van Diemen's land. Yes, to get myself transported to Far Van Diemen's land. My father's ill and cannot work, our family might starve. My brothers can support them, but it's time for me to leave. Now the crown has paid for me to go and find another land, and I hope with time to prosper in Far Van Diemen's land. Yes, I hope with time to prosper in Far Van Diemen's land. Now 10 long years had passed and gone, and a letter to me came from little Charlotte Kimpton. She'd not forgot my name. Sir, you showed to me some kindness, so I'll thank you now I can, for I now live free and happy in Far Van Diemen's land. For I now live free and happy in Far Van Diemen's land. So to those with ears to listen, here's a thought to keep in mind. Each man will strive to find a place where others are more kind. Don't look down on strangers, but offer them a hand. Maybe our merry England could be their Van Diemen's land. For maybe our merry England could be their Van Diemen's land.